Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of the future of Islam. We are moving on in our study to another question which was given by one of the audience members who attended the Future of Islam lecture by Professor John Esposito in the University of Kentucky, which took place on September 10, 2014. So without further ado, here is a question by the moderator.
Question about Egypt. You called the overthrow of Mohamed Morsi as a coup. The writer of the question says that only the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt believes it was a coup. Go over your understanding.
That's not true.
Once again, as usual, Professor John Esposito interrupt the moderator concerning the question. He did not hear the entire question by saying that's not true. And once again, I would like to correct Professor Esposito. What happened in Egypt at the end of the presidency of Mohamed Morsi was 100% not a coup. Because, once again, a coup is a sudden interruption by a few of the leaders, military or policemen. That's not the case in Egypt. We're talking about millions who came forward to ask President Mohamed Morsi to step aside. And they gave him enough time to make that decision by his own will. So once again, that was 100% a normal revolution by the Egyptian people. It is not a coup. So once again, here is the interruption and the first portion of the answer of Professor John Esposito as he stated the following.
Go over your understanding.
That's not true. Let me just make this very clear, okay? All you got to do is read your modern press. But look at New York Times, look at The Economist, look elsewhere. One of the new things that's happened now is that many of the young people, many of whom were part of the original Tahrir Square, many of whom actually initially supported intervention, are now being imprisoned by the current government, They were social media leaders, youth leaders, journalists, etc., are being imprisoned. As this government is playing out, you see, initially, it was very easy in a way. What you do is you target and you pick one group, and you don't just say they're really bad politics, you say they're terrorists, which, by the way, has never been proven.
First of all, let us talk about from where Professor Esposito get his information. Remember, he talked about Islam for an hour and he never quoted the verse from the Quran because he does not know Islam, or he knows it, but he's ignoring the facts about what Islam is. And because of that, obviously, he spoke positively about Islam. Now he's talking about new information about what really took place in Egypt when Mohamed Morsi was a president. He went to the liberal media and he get his knowledge. Wow, what a great source of information. Trust me, if you get any information from the media in America or New York Times or whatever liberal places, for sure you're not going to have the true information. If we could not even get any true information about what has happened in America from these fake news and liberal media, how in the world do you think we're going to get some truth about what is taking place in Egypt? Well, good luck with that. So, sorry, Professor Esposito, this is the wrong place to learn or to gain any true facts or information about Egypt or anywhere else around the world. So, if you want to know the truth about what happened in Egypt, you go and talk to the people of Egypt, not to the Muslim Brotherhood of Egypt also, because they are on the same side where Professor John Esposito got his information. You need to talk to the people of Egypt, not the jihadi of Egypt. Now, the second important fact which Professor Esbesitu mentioned is who are the people who just happen to be in Tahrir Square? And here I quote for you his own word. Professor Esbesitu said, many of the young people, many of whom were a part of the original Tahrir Square, he continued to say, many of whom actually intentionally supported the intervention are now being imprisoned by the current government. Then Professor Esbesitu is telling all his audience that those people were social media leaders, youth leaders, journalists, etc. are being imprisoned. Now, why all these people are imprisoned? He said because the government of Egypt called them terrorists. And this is 100% fact. They were terrorists. That's why they were arrested. And that's why they were put in prison. What Professor Esbesitu does not know, or maybe is ignoring, is the truth that the Muslim Brotherhood of Egypt has infiltrated many places, including the Tahrir Square movement. They were actually in every party. They are doing the deceptive work of Allah, as Muslims are taught to be deceiver, as Allah is the best deceiver. Some of them pretended to be youth leaders. Some of them pretend to be social media members. Some of them pretended to be journalists, and on with whatever position they can put their foot in. And also they infiltrated every political party in Egypt. So no matter who won, there will always be Muslim Brotherhood, Muslim Jihadi in the new government of Egypt. That's why many of these people were arrested and put in prison. That's why when the dust settled after the Egyptians took over their new government and Mohamed Morsi was gone, that's when all the members of the Muslim Brotherhood were caught and put in prison. And sadly, people like Professor John Esbesitu will continue to defend the members of the Muslim Brotherhood simply because he does not know who these people really are. If Professor Esbesitu have talk with people like me or any of the smart Egyptians, we would have taught him enough information that he will not make a fool of himself. But sadly, this is the problem we have in America in both parties, the Democrats and the Republicans. Remember John McCain, who wanted to work so hard with the jihadi of Syria, whom he called freedom fighters. Why? Because he told them, we're freedom fighters. We love America. But in reality, they were evil jihadis. And they know how to lie and they know how to deceive even the best of the Republican leaders, like Senator John McCain. Once again, Professor Esbesitu, the government of Egypt did not arrest the majority of the leaders who were involved in Tahrir Square. They only arrested the Muslim jihadi who infiltrated that great movement, which is known to be the Arab Spring. And by the way, they did not stop arresting many new members of the Muslim Brotherhood. And that's why Egypt is doing great under the leadership of President al-Sisi, because he's still cleaning up the work of the Muslim jihadi of the Brotherhood, who are the friends of Professor Esbesitu, whom he loved to defend and to speak on their behalf. So I am very sorry, Professor Esbesitu, that the government of Egypt are interrupting your friends, the Muslim Brotherhood, to continue to have a position anywhere in my home country, Egypt. And here is another fact, Professor Esbesitu. Most Egyptian Muslims and all Christians do not like the Muslim Brotherhood, those whom you are in love with. By the way, I do not call those Muslims who stood with the Christian of Egypt against the Muslim Brotherhood true Muslim believers, because if they were, they would have joined the Muslim Brotherhood. But thank God there are plenty of them who call themselves Muslim in name only. They do not practice Islam. They don't want the Muslim Imam to be involved in our politics, because they know what exactly will be the end of having Muslim Brotherhood, Muslim Imams, Muslim leaders in the government. They will destroy Egypt, as we already have seen in the 1 year of the presidency of Mohamed Morsi. I know that the liberals of America do not like our president al-Sisi, even though he have done great job in the last few years, even in the midst of corona crisis. He made Egypt the best country in the Muslim world so far. Egypt is doing great militarily, economically, and the Christians of Egypt are flourishing. They have more freedom now than ever. That's why the person who gave that question was 100% right, for what happened in Egypt was a revolution, not a coup.
Skeptics are constantly grouping God's Holy Bible together with Muhammad's unholy Quran. These mockers claim that both books are filled with tales of unjustified violence and that they speak of jihad, or holy war, against the infidels. But is this true?
To answer this challenge, Usama Dakdok has released a two-volume book series investigating the concept of jihad in both the Bible and the Quran.
Volume 1, entitled Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible, takes an honest and unvarnished view of death and killing as recorded throughout the pages of the Holy Scriptures. From Genesis to Revelation, from the Flood to the Second Coming, Usama Dakdok examines the logical and moral justification for God's judgment against sin. From the conquest of Canaan to the cross of Calvary, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible provides the reader with a thorough and detailed investigation into this difficult yet crucial topic. In Volume 2, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Unholy War in the Quran, the author will likewise provide a fair and honest examination of the arbitrary and unjustified killing as commanded by Allah in the pages of the Quran. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy of this new book today. The Straightwave Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. And now, back to our show.
Well, let's move on to see what else Professor Jonas Besito will share about his opinion about the revolution of Egypt. In the end of the first year of the Muslim Brotherhood President Mohamed Morsi, that is when Professor Esposito said,
in fact, the Muslim Brotherhood functioned for 30 years when they came out of prison and rebuilt themselves for 30 or 35 years, okay, in which the government arrested thousands of people. This is all, the great thing today is you have access to all this information. Imprison them, torture them, prevent people from running for office, etc., and never return violence for violence, okay.
And now, my friends, I know for sure that this John Esposito is not just a liberal, but a sick liberal man. Why do I say that? Because he could not see anything wrong in the Muslim Brotherhood. They are his friends. They are his buddies. They're the one who pay him the checks. That's where he gets the money to take over America and give it to the same people, the Muslim Brotherhood of America. For here is the fact, these 30 or 35 years, the Muslim Brotherhood were the crisis of every Christian in Egypt and the crisis of every Muslim who disagree with them about their ideology. That is the ideology of Sharia, Islamic law. When he said that the government of Egypt arrested these Muslim Brotherhood, that's not true, because they have been always in prison all over the history of my 50 years living in this world. Simply because they are terrorists and they are criminals. The problem with Professor Esposito is that he does not see the Muslim Brotherhood as a problem. Simply because they are his friends. He eat and drink and fellowship with them. And he would love to see them taking over not only Egypt, but even America. Once again, if the Muslim Brotherhood of Egypt ever took over Egypt or any other country, it would be because of ignorant people like Professor John Esposito. Professor Esposito is telling his audience that the government of Egypt imprisoned them, tortured them, prevented people from running for office, and etc., and never returned violence for violence. And he amen himself by saying, okay? No, it's not okay. You're lying. That's not true. They are very well known to all Muslims of Egypt and all Christian Egypt and the neighborhoods of Egypt to be violent people. They are violent towards their own family members, for heaven's sake, those who do not follow Sharia, those who do not follow the true teaching of Islam. Do you know how many churches have been burned in Egypt because of the work of the Muslim Brotherhood? The 82 churches were burned in one day. One of them was actually my own church, the one I grew up in until I finished my high school. My family used to live in it for a long time. Don't forget, not only they were violent against the government of Egypt, but they were also violent against the Christian of Egypt by killing hundreds of Christians just simply because they were Christians. These Muslim Brotherhood members are the worst thing ever the Egyptian faced since the beginning of the Muslim Brotherhood of Egypt. That is, from the days of Hassan al-Banna and Sayyid Qutb and the rest of their fellow members until today. These are the worst we have ever seen. They are barbaric, savage, Muslim believers, jihadis. And Professor Esposito could not see anything wrong with them. I do not know what he smoked or drank to make such statements. And sadly, people, leaders in our government, and people who attend his lectures, and people who read his books, believe him. And that is what's making me sick in my stomach. So, in fact, I do not know what does the word violence mean to Professor Esposito. If the Muslim Brotherhood do not practice violence, then who does? It is really sick to hear people who are called expert on Islam to speak foolishly like Professor Esposito has done all his life. Here is the truth, my friends. All Muslim jihadi organizations are the same. If they are Muslim Brotherhood, if they are Jama'at, if they are Boko Haram, if they are Fatah, Hezbollah, Hamas, Al-Shabaab, it doesn't matter what names they give to themselves. They are true Muslim believers who practice the violence of Islam. But Professor Esposito does not think that there is any violence in Islam, nor on those who follow the teaching of Allah in the Quran and Muhammad in the Hadith. Well, let us continue a little bit more with the propaganda answer of Professor Esposito.
So, you can say Morsi was a lousy leader, okay, if that's what you believe. But the way we get rid of lousy leaders is through elections. A representative of John Kerry, the Secretary of State, a woman ambassador, was speaking before our congressional committee. And she was, the person said, how come we don't call it a coup, the member of Congress? And then he said, and how come we support what's going on now? You're saying they're on a democracy path. To which she said, well, we're supporting the fact that so many people wanted to see Morsi out.
Here we go again. Where does Professor Esposito get his information? He gets his knowledge from Secretary of State John Kerry. Well, I'm sorry, John Kerry is also on the wrong side of history. He does not see anything wrong in the Muslim Brotherhood because he is another useful idiot liberal Democrat. We do not call Mohamed Morsi a lousy leader if we believe it or not. No, he proven in his action in 1 year. He destroyed my country, Egypt. It's not about believing. It's a fact, Professor Esposito. And because of that, the Egyptians spoke out loud, not a coup, but the Egyptian people, and removed him from power. And look at Egypt today. It is much greater than ever. Professor Esposito said, the only way you get rid of lousy leader is through election. But trust me, my friend, this would never happen in Egypt. Mohamed Morsi did not become a president of Egypt because he won the election, but because he stole the election. And if you think you can get rid of thieves who steal the presidency by another election, then good luck, because if they steal it the first time, they will steal it the second and the third and the fourth time. It is impossible to change Egypt by election, because we never have a president in Egypt by election until we got our president Al-Sisi. The same thing is true for here in America. If you think you're going to change the liberal agenda and take over the White House through election. Well, good luck with it. The only way you can get rid of the liberals of America, Joe Biden and his team, it is through true revolution. Another election will never fix the future of America. Because as we all know, they stole the election in 2020 and they will steal the election in 2022 and 2024 and 2026 and 2028. And then there is nothing to steal because America will become Venezuela and nobody will be interested to fix it. Not Trump, not anybody else. Once again, have the Egyptian waited until Mohamed Morsi finished his first term, then Egypt would have never existed for another election. Similar to that is the case of America. If the American people will not stand up and stop the stealing, stop the cheating in the election by allowing only those who are legal to vote once, then America will never turn around. And this must start in 2022, not to wait until Biden or whoever will run in 2024. For if we do not fix it in 2022, America will never be fixed again. As for the statement of the representative of Mr. John Kerry, the Secretary of State, of course, what do you expect her to say? But exactly what her boss wants her to say. They allowed what happened in Egypt to take place, even though they believe it's a coup, simply because so many people wanted Morsi out. Who are the people who want Morsi out? The police? The military or the Egyptians? Here is your answer, Professor Esposito. It is over 40 million wanted Morsi out, which means it is not a coup. Even the liberal representative of John Kerry told the truth, as you yourself repeated it without thinking about it, which proves my point to you and to all of you, my dear listeners. And to continue our study of the future of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.